who is the one and only Jesus Christ. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 353, titled, Who is the One and Only Jesus Christ? Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Ladies and gentlemen, many men have been given the name Jesus. In Bible times, the naming of children was more serious than today. Today, parents name their child after a loved one or friend, or perhaps a name they think is pretty. In Bible times, however, children were given names which related to certain things, important things, especially those in references to God. The Apostle Paul warned in 2 Corinthians 11:4 about the possibility of another Jesus being preached. We desire to present unto you the Jesus Christ of the Holy Bible. No person except Jesus Christ could fulfill the meaning of the name Jesus because of who and what he is. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Son of Almighty God. The Holy Bible says in Luke chapter 1 verse 35, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and power, and the power of the highest. Allow me to repeat that. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. St. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He also is God the Son. John chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 14 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. The Bible states in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Jesus Christ, beloved, is the sacrifice demanded. He is the only one God would accept. The Old Testament sets forth the principle. That the only means of acceptance with God is through sacrifice, through blood. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 and 12, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all, and every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. This implies that his work as a priest is accepted and his sacrifice is complete. Not only that, Jesus Christ is the substitute. When our first parents, Adam and Eve, willfully disobeyed the Lord, they lost their position and privilege of having a relationship with him. Thus, Adam brought the consequences of that disobedience upon himself and all his lineage, which includes us. For Adam was created in the image of God, but Adam's lineage was begotten in his image, the image of the disobedient, the offender. Therefore, something or someone else must suffer the consequences of that disobedience in order for restoration to that standing prior to the act of disobedience. It could not be Adam and Eve, our first parents, because they were guilty, and the consequence of that guiltiness was death. The sufferer for the offense must be innocent of any offense before it, before he could suffer in behalf of another. It is said of Jesus Christ in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Hebrews 4:15 says Jesus was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. God, in his mercy, made Adam and Eve coats of skins and clothed them, which implies the slaying of an animal, Not only was there the dying, but the shedding of blood as well. This was all a type of Jesus Christ to come, who would be killed and his blood shed for offenders, sinners like you and me. Many animals died throughout the Old Testament era in behalf of an offender of God's law. The author of Hebrews tells us, the Bible says in Hebrews 10:4 and 9:12, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he, Jesus Christ, entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Not only that, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. The name Jesus means salvation of God, or God our salvation. When the angel informed Joseph that the child, his espoused wife, Mary, was to give birth to, was to be named Jesus, more was involved than the mere naming of a child. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 says, "And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Every person whom God saves, he saves through this name, Jesus. For Jesus Christ said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The Bible says in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." So, dear friend of mine, just think of that which God has done in giving his Son, Jesus Christ, to die in your stead, that you, as an offender, a sinner, might be forgiven your offense. Will you realize your need of the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you recognize yourself to be a sinner and under the consequence, condemnation of sin? Will you request from God forgiveness of those sins? The Apostle Paul said in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Will you repent and turn to Christ from your sins? Will you receive him as your sacrifice, your substitute, and your Savior? So, dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Savior so that you can go to heaven and avoid going to hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins. He paid your sin debt. He was buried, and he rose victoriously on the third day. And he's ready to save you today. Follow me in prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain, and I've committed many other sins. I am guilty, and I deserve to go to hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life, for it is In your holy name I pray. Amen. Dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Tract League, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page. You can order copies of this tract online at fellowshiptractleague.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.